It's that lovely time of the year when our major stud farms open their gates to the general public and racing industry to show off their assets, the stallions. And SunStud have their open day coming up this Friday. Phil Marshall from SunStud joining us on the program this morning. How are you, Phil?
Yeah, good morning, Joe. Very well.
Always a wonderful time of the year, isn't it, when these horses you're able to show off to the general public? How are they all shaping up for Friday's engagement?
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year for everyone. Everyone's getting the farm ready, and we're busy selling the nominations, and the stalling guys are getting the stallings as well. I went down to the barn yesterday. They're all looking fantastic. Throne, in particular, has settled in nicely and is looking $1 million. So, no, all set to go for Friday.
He's one of your headline acts and one of the more expensive stallions on the roster up there with Palantino, Magnus, so who's been a real stalwart of your ranks, and Fighting Sun too. He's had lots of success of late, so looking forward to his season, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. He had a really, really good start to his career with his two-year-olds, finished the season off really well. Was unlucky not to get two or three extra winners. Had a lot of horses run unlucky seconds and thirds, and he's already had Fighting Harada come out as a 3-year-old last week and was a particularly unlucky runner at Sandown. And following a chat I had to Peter Pryden, his managing owner, this morning, they've got big sights for him this coming spring. And fingers crossed, he ends up a live chance in the Caulfield Guineas.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it, to have a horse that might be in the offing for a race of that calibre, and it helps the profile of the stallion immensely if he can get a runner to the post, let alone a horse that can actually perform well in a race of that calibre.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Look, they seem to have a massive opinion of him Fighting Harada, and fingers crossed he pays off for them. But look, he's had a really, really good start to his career. Magnus, who you mentioned earlier, is flying at the moment. He had a great season last year, and he's already kicked off this season with a handful of winners, couple of city winners as well. And we're still awaiting Palantino's first foals, but really, really excited to see what they come out like as well.
And you had a foal born at the stud this week?
Yeah. Actually, just the other day, we had a nice schnitzel out of a really good mare called Madam Gangster. So, a little bit of a slow start, but that's our first one out, and a really, really nice foal.
Yeah, and what about the SunStud racing stock? What have you got lined up for the next couple of months as we prepare for the spring carnival? Any nice horses on their way to the track?
Oh, fingers crossed. A few of them have just gone back in, ready for the spring. One horse we're really excited about is Hawkshot, the son of Fiorente. He's with Darren Weir, and he's been back in a few weeks, and they're thrilled with how he's come back, thrilled with how he's matured both mentally and physically. Now he's turned three, and fingers crossed we're going to set him on a Derby campaign. But when we talk to Darren about him, he's the apple of his eye this season. I think he's a very, very exciting horse.
Yes, and National Defence won't be coming to Australia this year?
Look, unfortunately not, as a lot of people would have seen the other week. Unfortunately, he suffered an injury towards the end of the Northern Hemisphere season, and after a lot of feedback from different vets, the horse's welfare is far more important than anything else, and we decided that it was probably the best thing to do was to leave him in the Northern Hemisphere, and he will shuttle next season. It's been incredibly unfortunate because he was proving to be extremely popular amongst breeders, and he really, really ticked a lot of boxes for everyone. He was a Group 1 winning 2-year-old by Invincible Spirit from a loving family. So, look, it was really, really unfortunate news. But at the end of the day, you know, the horse's welfare must come first.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And may I ask, after good old Bellespree, how's he going these days?
Well, look, he'd probably say less of the old. He certainly doesn't doesn't look his age at all. He still looks like a spring chicken. He's still firing in plenty of winners. I know Matt Kamani had a lovely horse win the other week by six lengths. He's unbeaten in three starts. And there's a few thousand jump outs just recently that have caught my eye. And he just doesn't seem to be aging at all, to be honest, Joe.
Oh, that's good news. How old is he these days?
So he's just turned 19. So, but I have to say, when people come to the Open Day on Friday and have a look at him, they would certainly not think he's a 19-year-old.
Yeah. And should anyone listening like to come out to the Open Day on Friday, what should they do, Phil?
Just get in touch with us at the farm or drop anyone an email. But the gates will open from roughly about 11 o'clock in the morning, and I believe the stallion parade will kick off around about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But look, everyone's welcome. The more, the merrier.
Oh, terrific. Thanks for joining us on the program. I hope Friday goes well, Phil.
Thanks, Joe. Thank you very much.
It's Phil Marshall from Sun Stud. They have their open day this Friday, and you're most welcome to attend.